Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for all that you have done for us individually and collectively. And we say, be thou lifted up, our Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for all the vessels you have been using in all these meetings. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your faithfulness and kindness towards us. We bless and honor you in Jesus' mighty name. We commit into your hands today's meeting, and we pray, Lord, come and speak to us individually and collectively. Let there be salvation of souls. Let there be healing, let there be deliverance. Draw us closer to you for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear beloved, I want to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will take you higher and higher, beyond your widest imagination, in Jesus' mighty name. Today I'm sharing with us what I titled, Heavenly Treasures. Heavenly Treasures. And I'm taking my text from the book of Matthew 13, reading from verse 44 to verse 46. Matthew 13, reading from verse 44 to verse 46. Say, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we are talking about heavenly treasures, we are talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And I pray that none of us shall miss it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide and direct our path every day of our lives, and will none of us will incur the wrath of the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, when we are talking about treasure, we are talking about something that is very valuable, something that is very, very valuable, just like precious stones, our artwork, and things like that. And the treasure we are talking about here is the treasure we found in knowing God. The treasure we found in knowing God. When you have a relationship with this God, then you have found the greatest treasure anybody can find. I pray that indeed the Almighty God will grant you the grace to know Him and know Him more and more each day of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2, Proverbs chapter 2, reading from verse 4 to 5. See, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. The more you seek after Him, the more you understand the fear of God, the more knowledge the Almighty God releases unto you. I pray that indeed the grace for you to seek for Him as a silver, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that you have the fear of God. And we know that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The Almighty God will clothe you with the garment of wisdom. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will lead you, He will guide you, He will direct you. Every form of error shall be far away from you because you have known the Lord. And when you are searching for this treasure, you will become a true friend of the Almighty God. Proverbs 25 verse 14 says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He makes known to them His covenant." The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him. He makes known to them His covenant. May you be truly be regarded as a friend of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus because you fear Him. And in that case, He make known to you a covenant, an everlasting covenant the Lord will make with you in the name of Jesus. He tells us in Isaiah 55 verse 3, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 3, He says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David." May that be yours in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will enter into an everlasting covenant with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will not allow you to fall. He will not allow you to fail. He will not allow you to stumble because the Almighty God is going to continue to be with you and keep you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that this treasure is more important than whatever you and I might have gained. That was why Apostle Paul, speaking in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, reading from verse 7, he said, "But whatever gain I had, I counted it as loss for the sake of Christ." That is that there is nothing that can be compared to it. He went further in verse 8. He said, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." May you consider gaining Christ as the most important thing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May you come to truly know Him. May you come to truly love Him. May you come to truly serve Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you make Him your number one priority, the Almighty God will mind your own business. As you are minding His business, He will mind your business. And when God is the one minding your business, you can be rest assured that that business will flourish because God is there. The Almighty God will be with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You have to search Him truly with all your heart. The book of Luke, Luke chapter 12, reading from verse 34. It says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So if your heart is not with God, that means your treasure is not there. Brothers and sisters, let us carry out an assessment of ourselves, look at ourselves and say, "Is it truly that my heart is with this God?" If your heart is not with Him, it's not too late. You can align your heart with the Lord and the Almighty God will continue to be with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want us to know that we shouldn't allow the traditions of men to hinder us from serving God. Bible tells us in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 2 verse 8, says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirit of the world and not according to Christ." So, elemental spirit of the world, do not let it be so, but let it be based on the word of God. What is Jesus saying? What is the word of God telling you? Brothers and sisters, may you follow what the word of God is saying, not what the tradition of this world is saying, not what you are reading on the internet or whatever, but let it be what God, the word of God. Hold on fast to the word of God, and as you do so, you begin to see changes in your life, changes that you have never experienced before, what you have not even imagined. God will begin to do for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation chapter 3, reading from verse 18, he says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and serve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Brothers and sisters, so many things you have been learned in this verse we have just read. It tells us that you will be refined as gold. May you be refined as gold. Everything that is not of you, the fire of the Holy Spirit will consume in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It will purify your heart. It will purify you. It will put upon you a white garment. And it will take away your shame. It will take away your reproach. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Almighty God will cover your nakedness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Inasmuch as you make him your number one priority, the treasure that you seek after. So seek after that treasure, which is the Almighty God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This treasure, for though people do not appreciate the treasure, the Bible referred to them as spiritual dogs. May you not be classified as a spiritual dog. It tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 6, say, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Brothers and sisters, are you classified as a spiritual dog or spiritual pigs? May that not be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So in order not to be so, make sure you treasure the word of God. The word of God you have to treasure, you have to seek after him. The more you seek after this God, the more you find him. The more you find him, the more the Almighty God will continue to perform his wonders in your life. He tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Say, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one received the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Brothers and sisters, run that you may obtain it. Run that you may get this treasure. And the Almighty God will be with you. The Almighty God himself will keep you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are hearing me today, and you are not even sure whether you have given your life to Christ, I'm calling you today. Why don't you chase after this treasure of the Almighty God? When you chase after him, the Almighty God will be able to take you to the new level, a level that you have never experienced in your life. Brothers and sisters, do not delay. Do not postpone. Do not say, oh, I will do it after so time. Tomorrow may be too late. So why don't you accept our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Why don't you just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. And it's you and you alone I will serve. All the days of my life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for this. Your children have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will fight your battles. He will grant you victory over every situation, every circumstance of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enjoy the peace, the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.